Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show. We just barely got this one in, didn't we, Matt? That's for sure. But they're brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your residential and commercial closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614 or look for her number at hunter@sunrise.com. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just look for their ad at hunter@sunrise.com. And if we seem a little winded here this morning, you would just not believe what we had to do to hook this up here this morning. And I guess it's mostly my fault. But this is new to us that we have a guest in the studio adjacent to me and me separated. And I'll tell you, it took us on an adventure this morning. But yeah. Now we're ready. Matt Ballmer is here.
Hey there.
Matt, thanks for coming in this morning. I'm so glad we were able to hook this up. My gosh. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I want to do a song. This is actually the most recent song that I've written. Mm-hmm. It's for my boyfriend, Eric. Mm-hmm. And it's from something he wrote in a card he gave me a mm-hmm. while back. He said, "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt."
Wow.
And you're, so,
yeah.
Starting off with a little ballad this morning.
That's fine. So. Here's Matt Ballmer here on Hunter at Sunrise.
What we've got is something I doubt it could be true. What we've got came easily as I got close to you. Kindred hearts that resonate when they are brought together. Nothing feels more natural than holding you and never letting go. And what we've got is tender when the road we walk is rough. What we've got is innocent in a world that is corrupt. Wounded hearts that find new hope when we are close together. Nothing brings a healing balm like holding you and never letting go. What we've got we've got is a treasure that must be felt. Ooh. And what we've got gets stronger the more we put it to the test. What we've got's a dividend for the time that we invest. Teaching our hearts to find a voice to tell a brand new story. Nothing's more inspiring than holding you and never letting go. Something I doubt it could be true. What we've got came easily as I got close to you. Kindred hearts that resonate, and they are brought together. And nothing feels more natural than holding you. And never, never letting go. Never letting go.
Yeah, very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Matt Vollmer here on Hunter at Sunrise. And what did he say after you sung it to him? I want to know.
I think he got a little emotional.
He did get a little emotional.
So, yeah.
He recognized his words in your song, didn't he?
Yeah. It's actually the first cut on I put out an album early this year, and it's the first cut on that. It's called Make Your Escape. You can find it on all the major music platforms.
Yeah. So. What's the name of your record?
The most recent one was called Make Your Escape.
Make Your Escape.
And then I had a previous one before that called Chasing My Fear Away. I'm going to do a couple songs off of that one.
Excellent. So, where can you get your record?
It's pretty much on all the major music platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music. I mean, all the major ones. I use this company called Lander, and then when you release an album, they just
put it on all
of them.
Yeah.
I also have a YouTube channel where I post lyric videos as I'm recording songs, you know, so most recent ones are actually on YouTube.
Yeah. Now, you live in Virginia Beach, but you're not originally from the area, are you?
No, grew up in the Charlotte area of North Carolina.
Yeah, and you didn't go to school there either. Where did you go to school? You've been all over.
I went to school at the University of Miami.
What did you study there?
Music Engineering Technology.
Wow.
Which was part of the School of Music, but it was a degree for, you know, getting training in music engineering, working in a recording studio.
Do you have your own studio now? Or?
I do. Fairly recently. It wasn't until 2017 that I actually had the money to start building my own home studio.
Uh-huh.
And done a lot of recording since then.
Yeah. So that's why you're able to put out records like this one right after the other, right?
Exactly. Just what I, you know, no time pressure, but when I've got 10 or 12 songs, I go ahead and drop them.
Well, that must be cool to be able to do your own stuff, to mix your own stuff and everything. That must be really kind of a cool thing to do.
I love it. I love it. It's one of the most, it's my favorite pastime for sure.
So this is not exactly your full-time gig.
No. No, not at all.
You don't have a full-time job mixing or anything like that? Engineering?
No. Actually, I do financial aid these days.
Oh, okay.
For ECPI University's Culinary College.
So, okay. Yeah. So this is kind of a sideline.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Well, I know that you play around places. I've seen you at open mics and things like that. I know, and it's hard right now with all this pandemic stuff going on to have gigs and stuff. But where would you like to play usually if you were able to play?
Starving Artist Showcase. I've seen some of my friends play there. I don't know. I've been actually, I mean, honestly, for the past 3 years, my main focus has been the recording just because I enjoy that so much.
Yeah.
I know, you know, Carl Wern, of course, he started the virtual open mic. He's been doing every Wednesday night, which I wasn't going to his actual open mic because I actually work late on Wednesdays, but, you know, it's given me an opportunity to be a part of that. So that's been pretty cool.
Yeah. I guess all this being at home thing has kind of worked right into your recording. You're able to record more.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And I hadn't really done the live videos before performing, so that's been a new thing. So.
Yeah. We're talking with Matt Vollmer here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to play something else for us?
I'd love to.
This is off of an earlier album now?
This is off the album previously, the one I put out late 2018 called Chasing My Fear Away.
Mm-hmm.
And the title of the album actually comes from this song. The title of the song is actually Evidence of Mercy.
Okay. So. Here's Matt Vollmer here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Let me EQ that a little bit.
It is a little tinny. It is a little tinny, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't EQ it, unfortunately.
No sound check.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, that's better.
One of these days I'm gonna let you see the man behind the mask, behind the dull hello. One of the things I really gotta do, stop pretending I don't care what I mean to you. Can't stand to let my whole life slip away, never knowing what your face would do if I would simply say, you fill my world with evidence of mercy. You fill my world with hope that there's a future for us all. When we always get back up after we fall. Chasing my fear away is a lifelong task. Can't hope to get it done in a day or two. Looking at you, I'm ready to believe I'm gonna be more free when I welcome you into the back room where I have my mess. Maybe you'll find something beautiful if I would just confess. You fill my world with evidence of mercy. You fill my world with hope that there's a future for us all. When we always get back up, you fill my world with evidence of mercy. You fill my world with hope that there's a future for us all. When we always get back up after we fall. Chasing my, one of these days I'm gonna let you see the man behind the mask, behind the dull hello.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's Sunrise here with Matt Vollmer. So how long have you been here in the area? When did you come?
Originally moved here in 1990 to go to school at Regent University.
Oh, okay.
That didn't last very long, though.
Oh, really?
But I've just been there ever since. I started working at a recording studio with a guy I went to church with at the time. And you know, just one thing led to another and, you know, worked for at a... called a store called Studio Street for a while.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Ira White, you know, selling recording equipment. So
yeah,
that was great because when I worked there, I had use of the equipment that was on display in the store. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, is that where you got your equipment for your studio?
No, actually, it's not, because it wasn't until much later. I mean, but by the time I got my home studio, it was, you know, a laptop and software, a good
That's
microphone.
Right. Everything is, yeah.
A good interface.
Pro, you know, Tools.
A good MIDI interface. Well, actually, Cakewalk Sonar is what I use.
Cakewalk Sonar.
Sonar, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that one. Is that new? Or
it's been around for a while. I mean, Cakewalk, I have an old friend who's actually the guy that I worked for in his studio, who is he's kind of my guru when it comes to recording equipment and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I call him for advice on that. He said, yeah, get this laptop, get this software.
Do you recommend it? Is it good?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's great. I mean, it's always, you know, anything like that, it's very advanced, a lot of features, you know, anything like that, you know, it's got a few bugs here and there, but I mean, the final product is great. So I'm very happy with it.
We're talking with Matt Vollmer here on Hunter at Sunrise. You seem to write a lot then, if you're putting out two albums between 2018 and 2020.
Well,
that's a lot of writing.
Well, it's kind of ironic, actually, because I haven't written a whole lot in the last few years because, like I said, I've been spending so much time recording.
Because
I wrote a lot of songs around 2012. I went through kind of a huge transition in my life. That's when I kind of made peace with being gay and
right.
And so that kind of inspired a lot of songs.
I mean, yeah,
love songs otherwise, just, and so a lot of the songs that I've been recording, you know, recently in the last few years have been written during
so
that,
they seem
that
a little more
frame.
Honest to you,
yeah,
coming out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It just kind of, like, I mean, just freed me up in so many different ways.
Yeah.
So
what else would you like to play for us here?
Well, I like to finish up with this song called This Could Be the Night. And this was actually written in fall of 2012 when I was competing in this new artist search. It was like a multi-week event where everyone got to perform. And then the first place from each night got to be in the finals. Well, I didn't place in the final thing. But my last night, I wanted to kind of go out with a bang. So I decided to write a song for the occasion. And at the time, I was kind of reading a lot of Marianne Williamson.
Okay.
Of course, become a lot more famous since running for president.
Yeah.
But I really love something that she wrote in one of her books. And she said, you know, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And we ask ourselves, so who am I to be, you know, brilliant, gorgeous, talented, et cetera, et cetera.
That's interesting.
But, you know, the answer is, well, who are you not to be that? I mean, like, you know, we tend to hold back, you know, things to not make other people feel, you know, inadequate or uncomfortable.
That's an interesting view.
Yeah.
That is a very interesting view.
So that inspired this song, which I did for the competition. The judges really liked the song. Like I said, I didn't place in the competition, but they really liked the song.
Okay.
Also, I'd like to dedicate this performance to my daughter, Elena, who turns 14 today.
Well, happy birthday.
Okay.
Born after July 5th. Yeah. What is it? Born on the 4th of July?
Oh, well. Here's right after.
Yeah. Here's Matt Vollmer here on Hunter at Sunrise.
What are you afraid of? Hiding there in mediocrity. Saying, who am I to be extraordinary? You know what you're made of. You know what your life is meant to be. A celebration of the fire burning deep inside your soul. And this could be the night you wish upon the star shining back at you. Night, you start believing who you are is everything you ever wanted to be. But do you still remember the dawning of your dream when life was new? An empty canvas just for you to paint your passion. Many sunsets later, sometimes it's so hard to still believe. The sun will rise on a day when your fantasy becomes reality. And this could be the night you wish upon the star shining back at you. When you look in the mirror, and this could be the night you start believing who you are is everything you ever wanted to be. But don't you believe the lies, that always say you'll never be quite good enough. Don't let it pass you by. Fill every day with the colors of the things you love. 'Cause this could be the night you start believing who you are is everything you wanna be. Now this could be the night you wish upon the star shining back at you. When you look in the mirror, yeah, this could be the night you start believing who you are is everything you ever wanted to be. Everything, you are everything you ever wanted to be.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Matt Vollmer here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well,
I would have voted for you with that song.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was
a good
song.
If you want to hear a version of that song with all the drums and everything and background vocals, go check it out on Spotify or whatever.
Now, do you have a band, or did you do all that stuff?
I did it myself. I mean, I'd love to have a band. It just never has never really,
yeah,
materialized. But.
So you're your own band.
Right.
You play a lot of different instruments.
With a keyboard and software, I mean, you can do a lot of stuff.
You can do a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So you had a kind of a drum thing going or something like that on
you. Yeah, drums, bass,
Wow.
Electric guitars, which I don't play, but, the technology does it for me.
Wow. I'll tell you, that recording has changed so much during the years. It's just amazing what they can do now.
Yep.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show. And again, the name of the record that you just put out.
Most recent one is Make Your Escape. And the other one is Chasing My Fear Away. Just look up Matt Vollmer with two T's and two L's. there are other Matt Vollmers out there. They're musicians. I'm not the only one. But look for those titles, or you can find my channel on YouTube. And I'm posting new stuff on there all the time.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming down here today.
Sure.
I'm glad we were finally able to get it together to do this live session. It was touch and go there for a while, but I'm glad you're very patient, and thanks for understanding that we're getting used to this new way of doing things here at the studio. So, but thank you again for coming on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Matt Vollmer here on Hunter at Sunrise.